I contemplated how sorrow, frustration, and anger wove together with courage, resiliency, and hope, and how the art might speak to this gravity. Hinge chenach ye chatuasak shetim, tle kha chenach kua Michaela Goad. In Tlingit, my name is Shetim, and in English, my name is Michaela Goad.
This is Fearless Portraits, stories of women leaders, innovators, and trailblazers. Some of them are well known, some of them are obscure. All of them work to make a difference in the world. I'm your host, Dan Landau, and today we're learning about Michaela Goad, the first Native American illustrator to win the Caldecott Medal. It was a Sunday afternoon in 2021, and Michaela Goad was joining a video call with her editor at her publisher when she saw the Zoom screen filled with many more faces than she was expecting. They were the members of the Caldecott Committee, and they were sharing the exciting news that Michaela Goad had won the Caldecott Medal that year for her artwork in the book We Are Water Protectors. The Randolph Caldecott Medal is awarded annually to the illustrator of the most distinguished American picture book for children. She's the first Native American to win the prestigious award. The author, Carol Lindstrom, wrote We Are Water Protectors in response to the Dakota Access Pipeline protests at the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. In early 2016, local Native Americans began protesting the construction of the oil pipeline, viewing the pipeline as a significant threat to Standing Rock's water resources, as well as a danger to important cultural sites. Beginning with a few hundred, the Water Protectors' ranks swelled to over 10,000 and included members of tribal nations from across the U.S., as well as people from all over the world, including Tibet and Guatemala. The Trump administration eventually bulldozed over the Water Protectors' wishes and completed the pipeline. Oil began flowing through the pipeline in May with a capacity to transport 750,000 barrels a day. An enrolled member in the Tlingit and Haida Indian tribes of Alaska, Goad grew up in Juneau on the traditional lands of her people, surrounded what she describes as,
"It is a labyrinth of over 1,000 islands, endless waterways, and wild rugged coastlines nestled between the mountains of Canada and the Pacific Ocean. It is a kaleidoscope of glaciers and fjords, rivers and waterfalls, lakes, bogs, wetlands, bays, channels, coves, inlet sounds. I think you get the idea."
Living among the water as a Tlingit, meaning people of the tides, the Water Protector's cause touched Goad. She leapt at the opportunity to illustrate Carol's book. Water is a way of life here in Alaska, and it is our life here in so many ways. So that core theme really resonated. And I remember, like Carol, feeling helpless during the stand at Standing Rock, said Michaela. Goad painted her illustrations for We Are Water Protectors over several months in 2018. Painting her vibrant watercolors in a tiny studio next to the sea, Goad hoped her art would inspire a new generation of water protectors.
"I contemplated how sorrow, frustration, and anger wove together with courage, resiliency, and hope, and how the art might speak to this gravity. I would need to create a visual narrative grounded in tradition and history, yet respect different living cultures. Furthermore, I needed the story to feel timeless, for Standing Rock was not an isolated event. In our country, there is a long dark legacy of broken treaties, of indigenous-led movements to protect their lands. In this book, it was especially crucial for me that all children, native and non-native alike, came away from the experience feeling empowered, like they could make a difference,"
she said in her Caldecott acceptance speech. As for the Dakota Access Pipeline that inspired the book, litigation is ongoing on both sides. The pipeline has leaked at least five times as of 2021. Trained in graphic design and working as an art director at a marketing agency, Goad got her start illustrating children's books with 2017's Salmon Boy, a story about respecting the natural world. Picture books spoke my language like nothing before had. They became a way to reconnect with my culture, find my artistic voice, and give back to the Native community in a unique way, she says of the career change. Children's books are reflections of our society. They often communicate who is visible and important in today's world. Therefore, representation that reflects the very diverse experiences of Native Americans is needed. Since Salmon Boy, Goad has illustrated several award-winning books, including Berry Song in 2022, her first release as an author. We've been taking it too long, and now we are the ones who say so. Goad's portrait in the Fearless Portrait Project consists of an ink drawing of her on a map of southeastern Alaska. She's holding an open copy of her book, We Are Water Protectors. Sitka, the ancestral home of her people, where she currently lives, is on the map, directly in her line of sight between her eyes and the open book. Nations and our people that have been living here for thousands of years. Stand up. We've been fighting for our freedom since the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. See the portrait in the show notes with a transcript and a full list of our sources for this episode at danlandau.net. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. You can follow the show on Instagram at danlandauart for behind-the-scenes content and a view into my art creation process. This show was researched and produced by me, Dan Landau. Theme music comes from Giovane Bruno. Other music in this episode comes from Water Protectors, inspired by the Standing Rock protests, including Taboo, Aliza Hava, and Dee Snider. Other sound comes from the American Library Association. If you know someone that we should profile in the show, please email me at artwork@danlandau.net. That's ARTWORK at DANLANDAU.net. Tune in next time to learn about another changemaker. Dog, 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 dog